The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KJLL Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Oh, fellow foodies, rejoice. What an incredible hour of all kinds of culinary greatness we have in store for you today. I'm back here live at the intergalactic headquarters of KJLL AM 1330, The Jolt, on a beautiful Southern Arizona, Tucson, Thursday afternoon. You know, we've been doing this show live from various restaurants and pubs and lounges and bars all across Southern Arizona, and it's always nice to come back to the mothership, always back to the studio right here on East Broadway in Tucson, Arizona. We have this beautiful view of the mountains against the backdrop of this gorgeous Southern Arizona landscape. Anyway, we've got a lot of fun things to talk about. We're going to be talking to my good friend Brian Metzger from the Abbey and Jack's Kitchen, who has some great things to share about what's keeping him busy over the last couple of months. You don't want to miss that. Of course, we're going to be checking in with our good friend Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. She's going to give us her pick of the week, the wine of the week, which always is a special place in our house. You know, we've got a wonderful Catavinos collection at the Russell House. I can't wait to see what she has picked out for this week's wine of the week. Always a theme for the tasting every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm anxious to talk to her about that. Then we're going to be checking in with my good friend Marilyn Noble. And Marilyn Noble is author of a new book called Southwest Comfort Food, which has been put out by Rio Nuevo Publishers. And it is an absolute work of art, really pleasing all of the senses. I just got my copy in the mail a couple of days ago. And can't wait to put some of these recipes to the test in my own kitchen. We're going to be talking with Marilyn Noble at the bottom of the hour. After a quick CNN news break, and we're going to be thanking a couple of sponsors, we're going to be talking to some sizzling women. Now, let me disclaim the statement. This Sunday is going to be a great event, really honoring and showcasing the fine culinary work of Tucson's women chefs. And what better would they be called? These are the sizzling women of the Southwest. That event is going to be held at the Marriott University this Sunday, November 13th, from 4 o'clock to 7:30. All the information about that event is going to be at acfchefsarizona.org. We're going to be talking to two of the women chefs that are going to be going head-to-head in a battle to see who has the best sizzle among women chefs in Southern Arizona. I'll be there, and I know you will want to be there as well. Just a quick reminder for all of our foodies who want to know where we're going to be broadcasting from, what kind of specials we're offering, what restaurants are doing crazy things, where I'm going to be eating tonight, where I'm going to be drinking tonight. The best place to follow all that great culinary chatter is on our Facebook page, and that's on facebook.com/onthemenulive. Again, facebook.com/onthemenulive. You're going to be getting all kinds of great opportunities to get gift certificates to great restaurants. We're going to be giving away things all the time. Also, if you missed any part of our broadcasts in the past, we're going to be making sure you can listen to all of our shows from the past right there on our website, which is www.onthemenulive.com. Again, onthemenulive.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break while we wait for Brian Metzger to call in. And when we come back, it's all about Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. Don't go away.
Hey, Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub. Lively, fun, and delicious Hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches, flaky pot pies, burgers and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft, and a late-night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. hubdowntown.com. Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KJLL studios here, right here in Southern Arizona. My favorite place to be on a Thursday night. In fact, I'm lying. It's not my favorite place to be on a Thursday night. My favorite place to be on a Thursday is either at the Abbey on Sunrise and Kolb or at Jack's Kitchen on Ina and Oracle. And to fill in all the delicious blanks, he is here himself, Mr. Brian Metzger. Welcome back, brother.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Doing great. You know, I teased our audience a little bit because, you know, there's always something new and always something exciting and fun going on at both Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey. And, you know, let me just say, the Abbey just celebrated its first anniversary. Congratulations, Brian.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it was the fastest year of my life, faster than Abby when she was born. And I couldn't believe all the things that happened in the year. But it went really great. The birthday party was a huge success. And thanks to all of our fans and dinner guests that came out to support us.
I actually had a cocktail for the first birthday at the Abbey. It was a cocktail called The One Year, made with birthday cake flavored vodka, pineapple juice, a little raspberry ice. This is just, if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be Brian Metzger is going to find a birthday cake flavored vodka.
You know, Three Olives is a great sponsor for us and they have this great new vodka out. And we thought, what more fitting than to get behind our friends at Three Olives and help support and have a good little fun with that vodka product.
That's great. Well, one of the things I love about the Abbey, of course, on Sunrise and Kolb, really has become over the last year the sort of the destination, the foothills neighborhood eatery. And you're doing something starting this Sunday that I think really fills out what we really mean by a neighborhood eatery. What do you have up your sleeve starting this Sunday?
Well, you know, we all know it's getting cooler outside. I'm actually on the patio at the Abbey right now, and I think it's gorgeous. But I'm next to these heaters out here, and I thought, what better way to celebrate kind of what our winter becomes, winter in quotes, is to have a great little Sunday brunch that begins this Sunday. And I just thought, you know, living in Chicago and Boston before coming back home, that, you know, it's the thing you do. You go to really cool restaurants for their brunch, sit in the patio, read a paper, have some hot coffee, and then we made these stupid drinks here. We have a BMO's Blood Orange Mimosa, and then Taylor has this great little Bloody Mary from Jack's Kitchen, and we thought, you know, why not give our fans and our guests and our friends a chance to come have some eggs and toast with us and just relax?
You know, I love it. And I cannot wait for the inaugural brunch at the Abbey. And what you did, you sort of, you know, said eggs and toast and a newspaper. But let's get serious here. I mean, of course, there's some great traditional, well-known brunch items that, of course, you're going to have on the menu. But, I mean, listen to this. Eggs with a duck confit, spinach and raisin hash, Brian Metzger?
You know, that's Ginny on a plate. You know, she's just so loving of those things. We kind of took the last year of our breakfast for dinner entree that we offer every night, and there was some standouts that we thought would be a great brunch items, and we did that. She makes this great baked French toast. It's kind of like a bread pudding. It's just ridiculous. And we thought, you know, we want to have a healthier item, so we kind of have what we're calling Mimi's breakfast sandwich, which is kind of a lighter take, English muffin, egg whites, spinach, Havarti cheese, turkey sausage patty that we'll make in the house. So,
beautiful.
You know, it was a fun way for us to not just offer the over-the-top breakfast, but something you can come in and not feel horrible when you leave and enjoy your Sunday.
That's exactly right. Well, I can't wait. This is going to be a lot of fun. Of course, this new exciting brunch menu on Sundays at the Abbey, and you're also going to give your guests a chance to order anything off the regular menu. So this is a pretty big offering of food items that you have, and of course this great Blood Orange Mimosa and Taylor's special Bloody Mary that has become all the buzz across Southern Arizona. Anyway, so not like you don't have enough to do over at the Abbey on Sunrise and Kolb, but then Brian's
got to scoot up to Jack's Kitchen on Ina and Oracle, and you're going to be making some noise over there when the sun is still in the sky. What's going on for lunch?
Well, if you can't find me at 10:30 in the morning on Sundays at the Abbey, you're going to find me Wednesday through Saturday at Jack's Kitchen, where we have this great new lunch starting that started last week. And it was our way of kind of dipping our feet back in the lunch game again. It's been a year that we've had a little hiatus. And this new lunch menu, the new enthusiasm, just it's kind of infectious. And I think so far it's been received quite well. And you can get all your favorites. We have the Kobe Burger again on the lunch menu. We're doing fresh pasta at lunch. And it's quick. You know, we don't want to spend an hour at lunch. It's, if you want to come in and eat and order and go, you can. If you want to come up with some wine and beer and cocktails, that sounds great too.
Perfect location, again, right up there on Ina and Oracle. You're just going to be killing it up there. I was there for day one for lunch, had a great Eastern Carolina pulled pork sandwich, and I guess you're going to be doing a sandwich on rotation up there as well?
Definitely. You know, we kind of look at the sandwich and the pasta, and then we actually have breakfast for lunch up at Jack's. So it's a fun way for us to have fun. Make it in the right idea, the right pocket of food, but always keep everyone guessing.
The Jack's Kitchen open for lunch Wednesday through Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And you know, if your thirst is still on after lunch, Jack's is probably a good place to hang out and have a little happy hour.
You know, we just sat back and said, what's the best happy hour we can do? And to us, it sounded a lot like 4 to 6 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. And we're doing half off any wine we have, be it glass or bottle.
Man.
Half off all of our appetizers, and we really want to feature our infused cocktails. So it's a $5 infused cocktail or $3 house beer. And I guarantee if you walk in and want a New York strip steak at 4 o'clock, we're going to make it for you. So we're not just the answer right now isn't no. The answer is let's have some fun. Let's have some food and hang out with our friends.
Well, if you want to see Brian Metzger have some fun with food, go to the website of KVOA.com. Brian was a star yesterday on the News 4 at 4 segment on KVOA, making a classic mashed potato dish. Only the way that Brian Metzger knows how. You inspired all of your viewers to get up there to Jackson, see what you do with potatoes that has all this community all ablaze. Brian, to you and your great family and your great team at Jack's Kitchen and the Abbey, I just celebrate everything that you guys do. Thanks so much.
Starting tomorrow on Groupon.com, you'll find a brand new Jack's Kitchen lunch Groupon.
That sounds great. Check it out on Groupon and join the Jack's Kitchen and Abbey newsletter by going to their websites, jackskitchen.com and theabbeytucson.com. Right away, brother. I will see you shortly.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Brian. Man, oh man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Sunday brunch at the Abbey is going to start this Sunday. I'm going to be there. All of my friends are going to be there. I'm going to have one of those garlic and habanero-infused Bloody Marys that everybody's been talking about. Anyway, we're going to go from Bloody Marys to the other nectar of the gods, or the goddesses, as it were, and we get to talk to Yvonne Fouché. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Matt. Oh, my God, that just sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
I know. I can't wait. I had one taste of Taylor's Bloody Mary a few weeks ago, and I said I need to have that closer to where I live, and actually I live 1 mile from the Abbey. So I can have two of those Bloody Marys, you know, perhaps even three. Anyway, so glad to have you back on the show. I mean, I love this time of year. The weather's getting cool. You know, we start really looking at some great holidays. You know, tomorrow is Veterans Day. And, you know, there's just so much here to celebrate and to reflect on and to think about. And I love the way that you build out some of these great themes that are against the backdrops of things that are happening in the community and happening in the country. But before we talk about the theme of this week's tasting, what's the wine of the week?
Well, and that's going to lead us to the theme, so don't worry, we have a segue here.
Oh, I'm ready.
We have that I just love. Once again, man, you know, I'm a sucker for these wineries, and this one is Jarhead Red. It's out of California, Paso Robles area, and it is a wine made by Marines for Marines. And what this winery does is 100%, they make these, there's three wines, they make them specifically donate 100% of their proceeds to Marine Children's Scholarship Fund.
Wow.
So I love it. How can you not love that?
I can't wait.
So this week I'm doing the Jarhead Red in honor of Veterans Day, and it's 100% Cabernet. They keep playing with this a little bit. Last year it was a blend. This year it's 100%.
Yes.
It's got wonderful dried cherries, plums. There's some coffee. It's got a little bit of spicy cinnamon in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used to serve it at the Marines Ball in Washington, and you don't serve wimpy wine to a Marine. It just doesn't happen. So this is a big wine. It's got some wonderful flavors. It's got a little bit of earthiness on it. It's got some tannins in the finish. So this is just such a big, robust Marines wine.
I love it. Semper Fi, Liver Die. Is that what they say in the United States Marine Corps?
That's right.
And in fact, today is I believe, the 230-something birthday of the United States Marine Corps. So, Yvonne, what a perfect wine of the week.
Yes, that's, you know, and that's all about the themes that we do. And like you said, so, you know, this week what we're doing is we're doing Veterans Day wines, and these are all wines made by Americans for Americans. And, you know, now back to the Jarhead just for a minute. This guy is selling for $14.99.
Oh, I love it.
Okay?
I love it.
And I know how you like the food thing. You know, this goes with anything beef, anything barbecued, sausages, you know, things that need something that it can stand up to.
Well, I need a case at my house because there's a lot of beef and smoking and barbecue going on at the Russell House almost 24/7. This sounds like the perfect wine. You can't beat the price because it falls right underneath that cap of $15.
Yes,
there's not
does.
An entire bottle of wine at Catavinos that is over $15 a bottle. So I encourage all of our listeners to run down to Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Have a chance to sample some delicious wines that Yvonne herself has picked out by hand because she loves everybody that listens to this show. And you're going to have the chance to enjoy six world-class wines with some cheese and some great company and some great camaraderie for only $10. And if you buy a bottle of wine, Yvonne's going to reduce that price to $8. And if you do what I do and buy it by the case, you're not going to pay a penny for that tasting.
That's right.
So that is great. Well, anyway, I want to wish you and all of your entire Catavinos family a happy Veterans Day. We are going to be saluting veterans all day tomorrow to thank them for, you know, the sacrifices that they've made to protect the freedoms that we enjoy. And to know that Catavinos sort of shares that spirit is one big reason why all of our listeners need to support you and your business.
And I need to throw in one last note.
You betcha.
Whenever I do these kinds of tastings, you know, we're talking Veterans Day's wines here. All veterans or all military, whether you're retired or active, you taste for free this weekend.
Oh, what a treasure, Yvonne Fouché.
And not to be left out, because I get a lot of deployed military wives or husbands that come in here while their spouse is away. Mm. They come in and it's something that they do to kind of whittle the time away while their spouse is gone. So not only do the military drink or taste for free, deployed spouses, they're as much a part of it as the deployed military guys. So they drink, they taste also for free.
What a beautiful gesture, Yvonne. And again, it's that spirit it's contagious of everything you're doing down there. And what a great gesture and a great testament to military folks and their families to go down there and take part of this great community that you've built. My hat's off to Yvonne.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks
so
much. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about this special place called Catavinos. And when we come back, it's going to be slow and savory with Marilyn Noble. Don't go away.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Jolt Studio, having a great conversation about some delicious wine, celebrating everything that Brian Metzger and his family have done at the Abbey and at Jack's Kitchen. New brunch starting on Sunday at the Abbey, and Jack's Kitchen open for lunch Wednesday through Saturday starting at 11:30. Now, in this crazy and busy world, my friends, take comfort in the simple pleasures of a hearty stew simmering all afternoon on the stove, or a succulent piece of beef braising in a bath of red wine, onions, and garlic. Now, our next guest is a freelance writer and editor coming from a long time. Oops. Oh, okay. Well, oh, she's calling back. Oh, you know, she was so captivated by the poetic description of everything that she's doing here in this wonderful book. I think she got disconnected. So we're going to ask Marilyn Noble to call back if she's listening to the program and say, we don't know exactly what might be going on. But anyway, we are going to be talking with Marilyn Noble, a freelance writer and editor coming from a long line of great home cooks. She's the author of Viva Chocolate. She spends time in Denver, Colorado, and she spends time here in Tucson, Arizona. And she has written this great book called Southwest Comfort Food, Slow and Savory. And we want to have the chance to talk with her exactly what about comfort food is, and how she defines comfort food, and what this is all about. The book is absolutely beautiful. The photographs are alive, and this is going to be a great conversation because I love comfort food, and I believe that she has picked up the phone, and I believe she is on the show with us right now, Marilyn Noble. That's called winging it. You know, I love live radio. I was saying to our guests that, you know, you must have been so captivated by the descriptions of this great book, you must have just gone off to culinary land while I was talking. But what a pleasure it is to have you on the show.
Well, it's great to be here. Technical glitches and all.
Technical glitches and all. Anyway, those notwithstanding, Southwest Comfort Food, Slow and Savory. Marilyn Noble, what gave you the idea to come up with this great treasure of a book?
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I grew up in a big family on the border down in Bisbee, and every holiday, every occasion was all about food. So I've always had this great connection to food, and especially food of the Southwest. Mm. And then, you know, as things have gotten kind of crazy in the last few years, it just seems like we need stuff that connects us back to those happy times and the good times, and food and the pleasures of the table are certainly one way to do that. So, hence Southwest Comfort Food.
That's beautiful. You know, going through this lovely book, and I said before the before you came on, I mean, it really is a work of art, and I think I just want to say, you know, props out to Rio Nuevo Publishers. They have really contributed to making this thing an absolute joy to the eyes as well as to the palate through your recipes. But as I'm looking at the photographs, which are just so stunning, and I'm looking at the recipes, I mean, it seems to me that really each of these recipes has its own story that it's telling, and I'm delighted that you sort of, you're captivated by, you know, looking back at that, you know, are the times that we grew up and what food meant to us as kids sitting around the table and all about comfort. I mean, that really is captured beautifully in this book.
Well, thank you. You know, the team at Rio Nuevo, I can't say enough about them. Robin, who did the photography, and Dave, who did the food styling, and of course Ross and Susie, the publishers, and Caroline, the editor. It was such a great team effort. And we had so much fun doing the photo shoot. And then, you know, we had all that good food to eat, too. So
yeah, I mean, three of the recipes that really stood out for me, and we're actually going to have to take a little bit of a news break in here in a couple of seconds, but you're going to stay with us through the end because there's so much to talk about. But listen to this. Spicy Southwestern leg of lamb, jalapeno pulled pork, chorizo, and green chili French toast. Friends, it doesn't stop there. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. We're going to be returning with Marilyn Noble to tell the whole story about this great book. Don't go away.
CNN Radio, I'm Edgar Tragus. With a heavy heart, Tom Bradley says he accepts the role as interim head football coach at Penn State. Bradley succeeds legendary Joe Paterno, who, with the school's president, was fired yesterday amid the child sex abuse scandal engulfing a former assistant. Meanwhile, Penn State student Michael Page says after some campus protest and rioting last night, there's now a different focus.
I think the students are trying to make a good image here and really try to do right with this issue by the candlelight vigil, the blue out. out that's going to be going on at the game. And, you know, try to make up for some of the actions that happened last night.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is promising a full investigation into mortuary operations at Dover Air Force Base. It's been confirmed that remains of some of America's war dead were disposed of in landfills near the installation. Billy Crystal's back as host of the Oscars. The announcement comes a day after Eddie Murphy stepped away from hosting duties. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
It's going to happen and you can't stop it. No, I'm not talking about unwanted friend requests on the internet. I'm talking about cold and flu season, so be prepared to fight back. Walmart has low prices every day on everything you need to stay healthy, like Theraflu 6-count for $4.97, Mucinex and Lysol disinfectant spray. So stock up now, because cold and flu season will be here before you know it. As far as those unwanted friend requests, just tell them you have the flu and you don't want to get germs all over your keyboard. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Uses direct to keep out of reach of children. Prices subject to change.
College.
You join the military to serve your country.
Commission.
You work.
Deployments.
You sacrifice.
Promotions.
You spend your lifetime building toward retirement.
Retirement.
Now, you could lose it. Right now, government leaders are making severe cuts to your military benefits. But just $17 makes you a member of the Military Officers Association of America, MOAA, and gives us more ammunition in the fight to protect the benefits you earn. Visit MOAA.org/yourvoice right now.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt. Beautiful.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from a beautiful southern Arizona Thursday afternoon against the backdrop of the Santa Catalina Mountains. There's a crisp chill in the air, and we are here talking with Marilyn Noble, the author of Southwest Comfort Food. Now, Marilyn, thanks for sticking with us through the commercial break. You know, we hear a lot about comfort food. We see it talked about on menus. We see it used in advertisements. We talked a little bit about your inspiration for this book, but what is the Marilyn Noble definition of what comfort food is all about?
You know, to me, comfort food is a whole sensory experience. You'll notice a lot of the recipes in the book aren't things you just throw together quickly. They're things that take some thought, and they take some cooking time, and they take some, you know, prep time. And to me, there's a great comfort in actually preparing food. And you know, I know that in this day and age, everybody's in a hurry and everybody wants to just, you know, throw something in the microwave and bolt it down. But to me, so much of the pleasure of food is actually in the preparation and the cooking, because, you know, you get all those scents wafting through your house and, you know, all the colors on your cutting board, and it's just, to me, that's really comforting. It connects me to a less hectic pace.
I love that you brought that out, because I think people are quick to define comfort food as sort of the rich kinds of things, you know, the stews and the heavy grilled cheeses and, you know, a nice bowl of oatmeal, and that's all wonderful. But I love the fact that you've picked up on comfort sort of as an experience, as an encounter. And when I really try to include my own kids when we prepare food, and it's that it gives me great comfort when we can make the preparation of food as much of a family activity as we do anything like a ball game or a band concert or something like
exactly.
that. Exactly. And when you involve the people that you love in something that you have a passion for, we all take great comfort in that. And you, all you have to do is pick up this beautiful book, again, called Southwest Comfort Food, Slow and Savory, and you, it all just manifests beautifully right before you. I mean, we talked a little bit about the photography. Whoever shot the photos for this book deserves all kinds of awards. I mean, Rio Nuevo did a beautiful job here. One of the things, Marilyn Noble, that I was really captivated by is just the table of contents. And again, you've done this with intention. You have not gone the traditional way to say chapter one, beef, chapter two, fish,
right.
chapter three, pork, chapter for poultry. I mean, give our listeners a sense of how you've outlined the table of contents.
Well, you know, what I tried to do, first of all, is start with some basics. You know, any good soup, stew, braise starts with a good stock. So if you have a good stock, you've won half the battle. So the first chapter is all about just how to do the basic stuff. And then I went through the different cooking techniques. You know, there's braising, there's barbecue, there's roasting, and simmering on the stovetop. So all of those are great techniques for making comfort food. And, you know, there are things that come to us historically. You know, braising didn't start in a French kitchen, or maybe it did. But, you know, when people were settling the West, putting stuff in a Dutch oven and burying it in a bed of coal so you could go out and hunt or work the farm or whatever all day, that was how you cooked.
Right.
So I tried to lay it out that way. And then I also included some very traditional things, you know, menudo, albondigas, pozole, things like that are just real traditional and, you know, sort of the epitome of Southwest comfort food. But I also wanted to teach people how to do some things maybe they wouldn't normally do. Like, you know, you can make your own chipotles on your barbecue grill.
Yeah, I noticed that. And again, some people might not know that a chipotle is really just a smoked jalapeno, is it not?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And it's easy to do. And how fun is it when you have people over and you've made barbecue sauce and you can say, yes, I did those chipotles myself.
That's right. Well, with a little help from Marilyn Noble, of course. We will give credit where credit is due. Anyway, Marilyn Noble, author of Southwest Comfort Food, Slow and Savory. Where can our listeners get their hands on a copy of this book? I mean, I'm thinking a great holiday gift. Every chef in your life, every friend in your life needs to have a copy of this book. Where can they get them?
You know, pretty much any of the major bookstores should have it. And at Antigone, next Friday night, I believe that is the 18th, I will be doing a signing with Carolyn Needhammer, who is another Tucson cookbook author. And we're going to be doing a tasting and a talk called Eating Local, Cooking Wild and Slow.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be next Friday night from 7 to 9 at Antigone, so you can support a local bookstore and come out and taste some food from the cookbook and learn about eating sustainably in the desert.
Cooking Wild and Slow, you're going to have a line wrapped around the place, for crying out loud, Marilyn Noble. Anyway, thanks for everything you've done. Thanks for this gift that you've given to us through your work, and I know you're going to have a very busy season. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
Marilyn Noble, author of Southwest Comfort Food, Slow and Savory. She's put a smile on everybody's face in the studio. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. I think it's probably just me. Anyway, what a great segue. We are here continuing to talk with some wonderful women culinary artists, female artists, the best really in this community. And this Sunday, again, at the University Marriott, November the 13th from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., you will have the unique opportunity, friends, to engage all of the sizzling women in Tucson in your own conversations about what it takes to put a smile on the face and a song on the hearts and a happy tummy of all of the people here in Southern Arizona. And we are delighted to have with us right here in the studio as I speak, Kim. Sorry, this is a live show. This is how we run things here. Let me refer to my notes here. Kim Kamen Lam is here from Sapphire Catering. Kim, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. And we also are honored to have right here in the studio Jennifer Morales from the Chantilly Tea Room. How are you?
Very well.
Now you got to come right up into that microphone. Okay. Chantilly Tea Room. This is lovely. And right over here, my good friend Victoria Christie, going to be talking all about this great event happening here on Sunday. What's going on, Tori?
Hello, hello, hello. Well, I'm really very excited about the Sizzling Women event. Please, you cannot miss it. We have quite the lineup. It's in a beautiful, beautiful spot at the University Marriott down on 2nd and Euclid. And it's for a really, really good benefit. The Chefs Association of Southern Arizona, in conjunction with the American Culinary Federations, is raising scholarship funds for the CCAP program. The CCAP program is careers through culinary arts program that helps high school kids through mentorship and job training to achieve their goals and pursue a career in culinary arts.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We love seeing the renaissance, really, in the culinary arts. And I don't know what we can attribute that to. I mean, I think the rising popularity of the Food Network and all the action programs on the Cooking Channel and such. And, you know, it does sort of bring an entertainment capacity to the culinary arts. But when we're talking about giving kids an opportunity to learn and give them scholarships to really learn the culinary arts, it really is all about the culinary arts, isn't it?
It totally is. And these kids are amazing. A while back, I was a judge at a competition for the high school students for hors d'oeuvres. And what these kids, young adults I should say, are putting out is truly amazing. It really blows me away. It's not about home ec anymore.
not
at all.
Not about home ec. Well, you know, one of the things that I love about this event, you know, for obvious reasons, is that it's all about the great female chefs, the women in this community that work so hard to share their gifts and their talents with people across the community, and we're honored to have two of them here. So, Kim, tell us a little bit about Sapphire and about your catering program. I know you're going to be there at the event on Sunday, but this has got to be a busy season for you in the catering world, is it?
Right. We're experiencing the calm before the storm, so to speak. And so we're going to be bringing one of my family's recipes for bratwurst there. And we're also going to be doing a stuffed pork loin that's got some, you know, nice dried fruit chutneys and an apricot glaze. So it'll be really fabulous. And so Sapphire, always we grill a lot of things because it's healthy eating, and that's kind of my background is in nutrition and healthy eating and teaching kids how to eat healthier.
Beautiful.
And athletes is this kind of is a niche that we try to engage in.
Right. So bratwurst.
I know the bratwurst. I have to ask about that. You're actually making the bratwurst yourself, correct?
Right. It's my family's recipe that we've been doing fundraisers with it for about 54 years in Yuma. That's where I grew up. And so Walt Kamen sausage is a big thing there. Every first weekend in December, we cook about 5,000 to 7,000 bratwurst at a fundraiser.
That's just crazy.
It's actually
really fun, but
I'd be good for about 2,500.
Okay.
After that, I think I'm going to hit my limit. No disrespect to the sausage, Kim, but I mean 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 sausages at a time. My goodness. So people are going to be able to taste of your goodness right there on Sunday and taste what you mean by, you know, this sort of philosophy that you have about the culinary arts. So that's wonderful.
Right.
You're doing a busy catering a program this fall. Talk a little bit about Sapphire.
Well, we're gearing up for the winter and the spring. We do a lot of things with Major League Baseball in the spring for spring training. So we're trying to get our program ready to kick off for fantasy camp in January, and then we go right into spring training all the way through June. So that's kind of our program, so to speak. We do a few corporate events in December so far, but, you know, we're always looking to ramp up even more for December.
You know, what a coincidence you talk about fantasy camp. You know, some of my own fantasies involve bratwurst. I mean, I'm amazed by the coincidences that keep happening on this show. Anyway, Jennifer Morales with the Chantilly Tea Room, a longtime fan of your story over at the Chantilly Tea Room.
I think
what you and your team have done over there is really quite amazing. But tell us how you're going to be rising to the challenge of November the 13th at Sizzling Women. What's Chantilly going to be doing down there?
Chantilly is doing scones. That's what we're known for,
our
scones. And we just started a new product where we're boxing scones, so you can make them at home. So we'll bring a lot of those with us so you can sample them. And then we also have a quiche. It's a shiitake mushroom, Gruyere cheese, butternut squash, and sage.
Just beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, these are all sort of family recipes. What's sort of the philosophy when you're thinking about, okay, what am I going to do with a quiche today? Or what am I going to do with a scone today?
Yeah, we do seasonal pretty much also. So fall flavors right now, apple brandied scone is our flavored scone for the month. And then we have, yeah, different quiches and soups that have like butternut squash and acorn squash. And
yeah. Perfect for this time of year, too.
Sounds great.
It's just those fall flavors. I just can't wait. So I can't imagine that there is someone in our listening audience, Jennifer Morales, who's not yet been to the Chantilly Tea Room. But let's just pretend that there's maybe one or two. Talk about where you're located, and better yet, give our listeners a sense of that experience that they're going to have when they first come into the Chantilly Tea Room.
Okay. Well, for some reason, I don't have the address memorized, but it's 5185 North Genomonis Drive. It's Oracle and River north of River.
Yep, Oracle and River, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the setting. What kind of experience are people going to have when they come into the
tea room? It's a Victorian tea room. It's the only one in Tucson. So we have high tea, which is the three tiers with desserts, scones, and tea sandwiches. And then we have lunch, like a light lunch, soup, salads, that sort of thing, and then also breakfast. We just started breakfast last year.
Oh, you did?
That's new for us.
What kind of things can people find on your breakfast menu at Chantilly?
Different types of egg bakes, French toast bakes. We do tea-infused fruit.
That sounds very interesting. A tea-infused fruit. Is that like a fruit salad?
It's kind of like, it's not a salad. It's just fruit chopped up in like a fruit tea-infused kind of like a syrup sort of.
Awesome. That sounds very interesting.
No,
it's different.
I see Kim over here taking notes. Tea-infused bratwurst.
Always
creative.
We have tons of different loose-leaf teas, and I've been experimenting over the past couple of years since I've been there with infusing our foods with the different teas to make it more just a little different from other places.
Great. So if people want to learn a little bit more about Chantilly, is there a website address or a telephone number? You know, here I go again. This is live radio. I'm putting you on the spot.
I should know. I've been there for 4.5 years, and I don't have the – I mean, I think it's www.chantillyroom.com. And then our phone number is 622-3303.
622-3303. And for Sapphire Catering, Kim, how can people learn more about you?
Well, our website address is sapphireservicesaz.com. And you can always call us at
622-8343.
622-8343. Yes.
That's similar.
Amazing. That's a very similar. Anyway, good luck to the both of you. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to have your A game on Sunday. Have some great bratwursts. Have some great scones from two of the best, really, here in Southern Arizona. Kim Cam and Lamb from Sapphire Catering and Jennifer Morales from the Chantilly Tea Room. It's impossible to say Chantilly Tea Room any other way. I mean, you almost have to take a breath and say, it's the Chantilly Tea Room. It's Jennifer Morales.
You're so silly.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Anyway, Victoria Christie, talking again about the Sizzling Women, the Women Chefs of Tucson. Talk about the event itself. So people are going to get there. What kind of program do you have in mind for that event?
You know, there's really not any set program. It's a dine-around experience similar to, say, like a Taste of the Town. All the ladies will be set up at their own tables, and folks are just going to come in, go from table to table, and sample all of the fabulous stuff that the ladies are preparing. We will have some live music provided by Bruce Halper.
Oh, that's Phony Bennett. he actually goes by Phony Bennett. He does. I'm a big fan. How'd you get him? What a huge catch.
My good friend Cheetah, she helped me out.
Way to go, Cheetah.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. And, you know, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the ladies that will be there.
Sure.
Because I'm not so sure that everybody realizes what a big deal this really is. So I'm just going to reel them off for you here. We've got the lovely Jessica Krause from the Planet of the Crepes food truck.
Yeah. What a great story she has to tell.
It's the greatest
story. Isn't
it
fun? Yeah.
And she also happens to be in the running for the top 100 food trucks in the nation.
I love it.
And the crepes are really wonderful. We have Mary Ann Baines. She's pastry chef for Kingfisher.
Of course.
Carlotta Flores.
Oh, yes.
The inimitable Carlotta will join us, and she's told me what she's making, but I'm not telling you.
Oh, it's an issue of national security.
Yeah, you have to show up. We've got Gina Stock from Janos and Maria Maison, the female Iron Chef contender.
Yes, indeed.
From Boca. Tamara Stemple from Oro Valley Country Club. Of course, Jennifer Morales and Kim Kamen Lam. We have Elizabeth Meixel, who is one of the lead instructors at Pima Community College for the culinary program. We have Kelsey Bartholomew, and she is the new owner of Mother Hubbard's. And most
All
of your
right.
listeners
I saw her on television yesterday.
She was on Channel 9.
Right.
And she has taken Mother Hubbard's to an entirely different level than I'm sure most of your audience might remember what Mother Hubbard's was, the home of the 99 cent. And at one point, believe me, in the 80s, it was a 69 cent breakfast. I'm dating myself. But she's going to be there. She's definitely one to watch. We have Sherry from Sherry's Desert Harvest, Krista Owens from Ventana, and Abby Rosen from Fox Restaurant Concepts.
Well done,
she's
Tori.
Working at Wildflower. So really, folks, you need to come on down. It's for the greatest cause in the world. It's going to be a great time. And this is the inaugural event. We hope that this will just get bigger and bigger every single year with all the heavy hitters.
Yeah, we've got so much to be proud of here in Southern Arizona with our culinary talent. And again, you take a look at the top, the leading women in this community that do just things so you know, traditional with their own little twists and their own little tweaks, and they make it authentically their own. And our guests and our listeners are going to have a chance to go down there and experience that for themselves. Again, Sunday, November the 13th from 4 p.m. to 7:30 at the Tucson Marriott University Park, of course, at 880 East 2nd Street on 2nd and 10th. Perfect location for this event, I think. I think the Marriott does wonderful things down there. Now, are you going to be able to, are some of the kids themselves going to be there on site since this is a program raising money for scholarships?
Absolutely.
Great.
The kids will be on hand as volunteers to help the chefs with whatever they need. They'll do meet and greet and just themselves have a good experience to prepare them for the future when they can do all the events.
That's fantastic. So, you know, we want to make sure that our listeners know that our ticket's going to be available at the door then. I mean, or do you want to send them to the website? What's the best way to do
okay. it? Okay. The website is www.acfchefsplural.arizona. I've got to spell it out, .org. You know, on Tucson Lifestyle Magazine, they published my phone number. I'm not going to do that again on the air.
It's a worldwide audience,
that
Tori.
That was really, really something else. But Sizzling Women also has a Facebook page, and that'll direct you to all the proper spots.
Great. Well, you and your charity and your wisdom have seen fit to actually give our listeners a chance to call in and win two tickets right now.
Woot!
I mean, this is huge. Two tickets to the Sizzling Women event this Sunday. If you were the first person to call in for the trivia question, now let me see, what can we do here? We actually spoke with Brian Metzger earlier on in the show. Brian Metzger, of course, of The Abbey and of Jack's Kitchen. And The Abbey is going to be doing something new starting this Sunday. If you know what they're doing new starting this Sunday, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508 for a chance to win two tickets to the Sizzling Women, the Women Chefs of Tucson event on Sunday. Don't go away. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I'm sitting here with Victoria Christie, who's telling us all about the Sizzling Women event this Sunday. I'm talking to Kim Cammon Lamb from Sapphire Catering, and of course Jennifer Morales from the Chantilly Tea Room. Anyway, the lights on the phones were going off like it was July 4th, for crying out loud. We had what I thought might be a stumper to see who's listening to the show and who's not. The trivia question is, for a chance to win two tickets to the Sizzling Women event on Sunday, is what is happening this Sunday at the Abbey that's new and exciting? And we're going to go right to line one and say hi to Wendy. Hey, Wendy, what's going on?
Hi, I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you so much. And Wendy, I'm enjoying you. It's all about you, Wendy. Anyway, I digress. So you think you know the answer to the question. What say you?
I'm saying brunch.
Brunch!
Yay!
Wow, right away! Wendy, congratulations. Now, either you were listening to the entire show or you just had a good, reasonable guess.
Both.
So we're batting 500. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to the show. Congratulations for winning. Now, listen to this. Sydney, our producer here, is going to give you all the information on how to get those tickets, and it's going to be Victoria Christie's privilege to see you on Sunday at the event. Good luck and congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hey, great. Thanks
so
much.
Tell all your friends, please.
All your friends, indeed. So anyway, again, tickets really, if you buy the ticket in advance, Tori Christie, they're only $25.
You know, as fundraisers go, that really is a bargain.
Yeah.
And you will walk away stuffed. Absolutely stuffed.
Yeah, I mean, these events go, you know, $100, $125 all the time. You're going to have great entertainment, great community, wonderful women chefs, delicious food for only
$25. $25 in a beautiful setting. You need to come on down.
So the best way to get tickets right now, you know, the event is this Sunday. So you want to do this. You want to call 299-6787. Again, 299-6787 to get tickets for the Sizzling Women, Women Chefs of Tucson. Again, tickets are only $25. You're going to be able to see Wendy and her guest down there for listening to the show and knowing exactly what is happening at the Abbey on Sunday. But this is going to be a great world-class event. Kim Cammon is going to have her great bratwurst that we've heard so much about. Jennifer Morales has got these beautiful hand-crafted, handmade scones. I mean, this is just going to be an event to end all events.
I'm hungry.
I can't wait. Anyway, Victoria Christie, thanks so much. Kim, thank you so much from Sapphire Catering. All of our listeners, go give her your business. This is a busy fall season. She needs to see you. And please get yourself over to the Chantilly Tea Room and say hello to Jennifer Morales. Anyway, I want to thank all my guests again and want to remind anybody, if they missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at 12 noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell, Victoria Christie, Jennifer Cam Lamb, and Jennifer Morales reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.